This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
In Ag News here on your Thursday, the National Agricultural Statistics Service is preparing for the 2020 planting season by sending out the agricultural survey that asks farmers about planting intentions. At the same time, they'll also be sending out the hogs and pigs survey asking producers about market hog and breeding stock inventories, as well as pig crop and farrowing intentions for 2020. Lance Honing, chief of crops branch at the National Ag Statistics Service, says they're a couple of the agency's most important reports.
The March Ag Survey, obviously a crop-based survey, gives us really the first look at what farmers are thinking about planting this upcoming crop season. Now, obviously, we think about March. It's really early in the season. In fact, in most parts of the country, farmers haven't even been in the fields yet, much less planted crops. But everyone benefits from knowing what those early thoughts are. As we look at the hog and pig survey in March, this is a survey that we do each quarter because we know we need to measure what these inventory levels look like throughout the year. March gives us an opportunity to get a look at that at this point in the year. But also, looking at those upcoming farrowing and pig crop intentions, we can't do that just once a year. We need to see that throughout the year as things go on. So that's why it's so important to gather that information on a regular basis.
Honing talks about how NAS goes about collecting your data.
All sample operations are going to receive a survey form in the mail, and that's going to give them an opportunity to fill it out, send it back in the mail at their convenience. But along with that, when they get that form, also enclosed is going to be information that gives them the details they need to go and complete that survey securely online. Again, another great opportunity to kind of do it at their convenience. We've made some significant enhancements to that process, so you can now actually do it on your smartphone or on your tablet.
Producers who haven't filled out the survey information will receive either a follow-up phone call or, in some cases, will get a personal visit to see if they need help. Honing says the people or agencies that use the information collected are those who make decisions about agriculture.
It could be individual farmers. A farmer gets an opportunity through the results of these surveys to see what other producers are doing. That can have an impact on the decisions that they need to make. Agribusinesses need valuable information about where products are produced, but they know where to locate, where to have supplies available. Transportation companies need to know where to stage their trucks and rail cars and things of that nature. But in addition to that, it's the folks who are advising others in the business, whether it's those folks advising farmers or anyone else involved, policymakers. We think about all the important policies surrounding agriculture. They need important, unbiased data to make those good, wise decisions.
The results of these surveys will be available in the quarterly Hogs and Pigs report that will be released 3 weeks from today on March 26th, followed by the Prospective Plantings report released on Tuesday, March 31st. He says NAS can only produce solid information in these surveys with the help of producers who take the time to fill out their responses.
As we look at the survey process here at NAS, more response always leads to better and more accurate results. So filling out these surveys, even though it does take valuable time for producers, it really is their opportunity to help us make those results as accurate as possible. That's ultimately going to help them as well as everyone else in agriculture who uses this valuable data.
It's important to remember that the results of these surveys will be kept confidential and will only be available in aggregate form only, ensuring that no individual operation or producer can be identified as required by federal law. In other news, with the viral outbreak of coronavirus spreading to more countries around the globe, the price of oil has dropped tremendously as global demand has weakened even further. That has sent shares tumbling for oil giants like Exxon and Chevron, while smaller producers with idling rigs continue to slash jobs. The list of countries touched by the illness has climbed to nearly 60 now, with Mexico, Belarus, Lithuania, New Zealand, Nigeria, Iceland, and the Netherlands all reporting their first cases within the last week. Oil industry analysts fear that what they thought was a contained disruption may instead lead to more of a travel restriction and even less oil consumption. On a national scale, the average price for gas right now is $2.40 a gallon, and diesel sits at $2.48 a gallon. On a Midwestern scale, Missouri leads this portion of the country at $2.13 per gallon average. Indiana's at $2.22 a gallon, and here in Illinois, the average is $2.56 a gallon for gas. But on the local scale, Average gas prices for Macoupin, Montgomery, Madison, and Bond counties sit at $2.40 to $2.45 a gallon. But if you travel to the east or north, prices are a dime to 15 cents cheaper, with Fayette County at $2.29 a gallon average, and Sangamon County is at $2.31 a gallon for gas on average. Stay tuned. More WSMI Ag News after this.
When you think about planning for tomorrow, it may seem overwhelming. At Country Financial, we have a suggestion. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started. Because when it comes to solving the big challenges of tomorrow, you can start with simple steps today, with personalized insurance and financial services that can have a big impact on your family's future. Country Financial, when you're ready to start, we're ready to help. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800.
There is no more refreshing beverage than a nice tall glass of milk. Farmer-owned Prairie Farms has no shortage of milk, especially for those who may be lactose intolerant. Try a glass of Prairie Farms lactose-free, whole, 2% in almond milk. Find them at your favorite store where Prairie Farms products are sold. And taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
Shop.areadieselservice.com is the easiest way to find the parts you need for your diesel. Since 1973, Area Diesel Service Incorporated has been committed to providing quality parts and services for turbochargers, diesel fuel injection systems, and diesel engines. Located in Carlinville at 1300 North University, they are always just a phone call away at 854-2641 and always online at shop.areadieselservice.com.
Now is a perfect time for spring soil testing. Spring testing is the best way to ensure that your results are ready to be utilized this fall. When your combines are finished in the fields, fall fertilizer application will follow shortly if soil tests are already finished. M&M Service Company's Precision Farming Coordinator can combine your soil test, soil type, and yield to make a customized fertilizer program for your operation. Ask your crop specialist about spring soil testing to further maximize your fertilizer application this fall.
And we're back here on your Thursday afternoon ag show and moving on into local news. A hazardous weather outlook is in effect for portions of the state. A red flag warning is in effect for areas of Quincy to Peoria up towards the Quad Cities, as well as a wind advisory. And although this is not parts of our area, the combination of very low relative humidity, dry fuel, and strong winds are producing critical fire weather conditions. There is a heightened fire danger this afternoon for much of the remainder of our listening area, so if you plan to burn today, you might want to think otherwise. And with the recent activity of the suspected arson barn fires in Macoupin County, be on the lookout for possible runaway brush fires today as well, as those high winds could push fire across dry land and could become a major issue this afternoon and even into tomorrow. In other local news here on your Thursday, coming up next Saturday the 14th, the Macoupin County Farm Bureau Young Farmers Committee will be holding a used tire drive at Carlinville Truck Equipment on University Street in Carlinville. Adam Emery is the vice chairman of the Young Farmer Committee, and he explains how the idea for the drive came about and the requirements for the tire drive.
We saw it as a good way to reach out to the community and really help the farming community as a whole. Allowing farmers to safely dispose of their tires rather than, you know, throw them in the ditch or burning them or something like that. We allow the opportunity for them to take them to us, and we will dispose of them properly, and they'll get ground up into chips for a playground or something like that. And it's just a good way to help the community out. It's for tires 13 to 20 inches off the rim. Each person can only bring 20 tires to the drive. There'll be a $1 per tire charge. Since we're a Macoupin County Farm Bureau organization, we're going to try to keep it Macoupin County to better serve people in our county. The tire drive will be held at Carlinville Truck Equipment on 2086-8 University Street in Carlinville, which is also CTMI is another name for that place. It'll be held there at, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can contact me, Adam Emery, at 1-217-473-1641. We're really appreciative to our sponsors for this tire drive that make this possible, especially Carmel Truck Equipment for hosting this event. Also Century 21 down in Gillespie with John Griffel heading that, and Lou's Automotive here in Carlinville. M&M Service, and Coupon County Farm Bureau, and lastly, PJ's Tire. All of these sponsors either hosted the event or donated $100 in order to help us put on this event, because it's a really expensive cost for us to recycle these tires. We're only charging you guys a dollar, but it's costing us quite a little bit more. We'll be recycling roughly 1,000 tires on Saturday, and just to help clean up the neighborhood. And again, that will be on March 14th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Carnival Truck Equipment in Carnivalville.
And again, that was Adam Emery, the vice chairman of the Macoupin County Young Farmer Committee. And you can hear the full interview this weekend with Adam on the Forum program with Rick Davis. Moving on into other ag news and the Ag Community Bulletin Board here on a Thursday, the Highland FFA chapter will be holding a used oil drive this weekend. That'll be held at the Highland Junior High parking lot on Saturday morning from 8 until 10. It'll go to support the Green for Life initiative, and if you need more information, you can contact the Highland High School Ag Department. And that'll wrap it up for this Thursday afternoon edition of the Ag Show, but remember, if you have any ag news for us, or anything for the Community Bulletin Board here at WSMI, those items can be sent to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Thursday afternoon, March 5th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.